Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, final half hour of this Thursday, October 26, 2023 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. I got a text message from Glenda that I do not understand. We lost car radio service when you switched over to hear the gentleman on the phone. So I don't know what that's about. We did find out during the break that we just conducted that entire interview with Brian on his cell phone. He had his computer open. He had his headset on. I gave him a studio headset. And it wasn't working through the computer. It was actually connected through his Skype program on his iPhone. So I apologize. Somebody said we couldn't hear the interview. I think everybody else heard it. But anyway, I just had to pay $80,000 for an F-350. That's a one-ton Ford pickup. Brett Gooding says, I heard the interview just fine. Brett, was that on the radio on 97.7 or on the website? Let me know, radio or website. So, Glenda, it must be your radio, because everybody else heard it loud and clear. Dave in Sheboygan reporting in says, if you have a seven-year loan, it's time to get a new vehicle before the loan expires. The dealer will be able to roll you over into a new loan, and you won't be stuck with these payments forever. Brett says, it's in my car on the radio. He heard the interview just fine. Well, his cell phone was sitting on his desk. He wasn't even holding it up to his ear, and he was doing it through his speakerphone on his iPhone. So we'll get that technology worked out with him next time in advance. Because if he uses the studio headset, it sounds like he's in the studio. Just like Ian Murphy on Tuesday, Dr. Jeff on Wednesday, Missy from My Pure Health Solutions on Mondays, Jonathan Deke, the computer geek. We're going to have other interviews. Randy Walker said, I heard it just fine in my car. Okay, great. I appreciate that. These bills, again, you have to understand, we are, for all practical purposes, folks, we are in a lame duck session right now in Lansing. The One Mer story says the Senate is going to shut down mid-November. That would be probably Tuesday, November 14th, the day before deer season. So they'll be in session next week. Then they'll might be in session the following week, Tuesday, November 7th through Thursday, November 9th. But I don't think they're coming back. I think that's going to be it. I think when they break for deer season, they're done for the year. Brett Gooding goes, well, they might as well be part-time. You think? See, the one thing you have to understand, I know I tell this story a lot and people are like, no way. Yes, this is the way it was, folks. Our state became a state in 1837 with a part-time legislature. These were farmers. These were businessmen, mostly. All of them. Yeah, in 1837. Pastors of churches. They got elected to be state reps, state senators, when our country, when our state became part of the Union in 1837, part-time legislature. They were there January and February. Cold winter, frozen tundra across most of all Michigan. They were in Lansing passing a budget. A budget. That's all they are constitutionally obligated to pass is a budget. A budget that funds roads, schools, and prisons. That's it. That is all that is constitutionally mandated in our original state constitution that this state operated from 1837 till 1963, 126 years. We had part-time legislature in Lansing. These people got paid hardly nothing. they would go and pass a budget, they pass a few bills, and they'd go back to their churches, they go back to their farms, they go back to their schools. That was it. But the lazy butt governor, George Romney, wanted to play golf at Oakland Hills Country Club in Bloomfield, Michigan. Convinced them to hold a state convention in 1963, and they went from a part-time legislature to a full-time legislature. They were getting paid $3,000 a year to be a state rep and a state senator. That's it. And instead of being there for 60 or 70 or 80 days and then going back home, living in districts, sleeping in their own beds, going to school board meetings and county commissioners meetings and planning commission meetings like we're going to do 2 weeks from tonight in Presque County, they bought food at their local grocery stores, they pumped gas, they ate in the local diners, and they were with us, the people, attending these local meetings. Well, that all changed in 1963. They went from $3,000 a year, a couple years later, to $12,000 a year, and constituent services left oversight and responsibility of the governor's office because he was so damn lazy he wanted to play golf. I get so mad when I recant this story because I know this being true because Norm Hughes told it to me before he died. Part-time legislature is how we operated. If you had a problem with a bureaucratic department or agency in Lansing, you know who you contacted? The governor. Why? Because the governor is the chief CEO of every single bureaucratic department agency in the state of Michigan in Lansing. You had a problem with the Liquor Control Commission. You had a problem with the DEQ. You had the problem with the DNR. You had a problem with anybody. You contacted the governor. Well, that all stopped after 1963 because George Romney's playing golf with his rich buddies in Oakland Hills Country Club. And you know what he did? He delegated it to the state reps and the state senators. Howard Walker told me to my face in 2010 when I challenged him in the primary, Randy, you don't understand how Lansing works. 70 to 80% of my day is dealing with constituent services. What the heck is constituent services, Howard? You know what he said? Our constituents contact our office and they're having a problem with a bureaucratic agency. They're having a problem getting their liquor license transferred. They've sold their bar, restaurant. They can't get it transferred to the new owner. So we contact Liquor Control Commission and we go down and have a meeting and try to iron it out and get them to make it a priority to approve this guy's liquor license transfer. State income taxes, dealing with the state treasury, dealing with the DNR at the time, under the DEQ, Department of Environmental Quality, which is gone. That's been changed to another EAGLE acronym. Well, guess what? State reps and state senators deal with that crap now because the governor's too lazy to do it. And you know what they tell them? You know what the unelected bureaucrats, most of them union workers, you know what they tell them? We had term limits in Michigan. You're only going to be here for 6 years. I'm going to be here for 30. So you can take your constituent issue problem and shove it. I don't feel like working on his application for a liquor license transfer. So when I get to it, it'll get done. Don't let the door hit you in the butt, Senator, State Representative, on the way out of my office. Well, that changed when they passed Proposal 1, now they can be there for 12 years. Well, that's okay. We're going to be here for 30, so I don't care. I'll wait until you're gone. They got a little bit better now because they got to deal with these guys for 12 years instead of 6 as state reps, 12 years instead of 8 for state senators. But they were out of office and gone by March, April. Check it out historically. But now they're there all year long. But do you know how many days they're actually in session? They work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Some of the months outside of their spring break, their summer break, their 4th of July to Labor Day break, deer season. November 15th to November 30th. They're gone. Then they come back maybe after that for a lame duck session to ram through a bunch of bills they didn't get done early in the year because they were too lazy to get anything done. They're working average of 88 to 92 days, legislative days in Lansing. That's it. They're working part-time anyway. We need to go back to part-time legislature. They get gaveled in on January 5th. I'm just picking a day. 90 calendar days. You got January to February, March, April 5th. You are done. You pass a budget. You pass a few bills, and you shut it down. We wouldn't even be talking about these bills right now that are in committee here the end of October that they're going to sign, pass and sign before they go home on deer season, November 15th. They wouldn't even be there right now under a part-time legislature. My idea of part-time, 90 days in Lansing, pass a budget, pass a few bills, shut it down. Anything not passed on the floor, not sent to the governor for signature, throw it in the trash can. Store it in your file cabinet for next year, maybe. And then you must go to local elected boards meetings, school board meetings, public library board meetings, county commissioners meetings, city council meetings, township meetings. And you got to hold coffee hours every Saturday at a different local diner in your district every Saturday from 10 to noon for free. You go and meet with the people or you don't get paid. You don't get your $6,000 a month. Nope. As a matter of fact, when you attend these board meetings, you have a county commissioner like Cliff Tellini signed your dance card that you were there attending that county commissioner's meeting, that planning commission meeting we're attending 2 weeks from tonight. State Representative, State Senator Hatenga, State Representative Cam Cavett, you need to be at that meeting 2 weeks from tonight at 7:30, Belknap Township Hall. If you're not there, you don't get your paycheck this month. I would clean up this state government so fast it'd make your head spin. That's if I was the governor of Michigan. God help us. Final segment today's show. We'll be right back.
Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Find everything you need to ride at Northern Leathers and Accessories, where comfort and style meet no matter the season. Find parts, equipment, and other products for motorcycles, snowmobiles, and ATVs, including products from Drag Specialties, Parts Unlimited, Moose Utilities, Lucas, and Champion Power. Plus apparel for men, women, and children, including big and tall sizes. Quality items at prices you can afford. Stop in today to browse our selection located on US 131 in Elba. We are more than just leathers.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of today, this Thursday. Want to remind you, tomorrow and Saturday, you just heard the commercial for Northern Michigan RV. Tony over there is doing winterization for $99.95. Your camper, RV, trailer, motorhome, whatever you got. No appointment necessary. They're open tomorrow 9 to 5, Friday the 27th, and Saturday the 28th, and then that's it. They're shutting it down. So tell your friends, tell everybody you know. If you're interested, you can take a look at Trucker Randy's trailer. We had it winterized, and it's being stored over there. I'm going to swing by and check on it today to make sure the signs are still stuck up with the black Gorilla duct tape I put on the windows. Our unit, Freedom Express Ultralight, aluminum framed. It can be towed without a pickup truck. Your SUV can haul it no problem. Originally priced at almost $40,000, we're selling it at a discounted price, $26,977. We're going to take the money and expand the radio station. So if you know somebody, I can send you a video, a YouTube video of our trailer. The same model, colors, and everything, all the features it has. Just text me trailer, and I'll text you the link to the video. You can share it with somebody that wants a great deal. I'll even take it to their home. I'll set it up for them. I'll show them how to level it, balance it, use the electric line, the water lines, the sewer discharge line, all of it. We're including everything. I'm even giving the extended mirrors that clamp on to your mirrors on your vehicle so you can see down the driver's side when you're backing it up. It's got a rear camera attaches to the Bluetooth camera on this monitor. You plug it into a cigarette lighter, and you have a TV there to see the backup camera. All of it's included. So send me a text, trailer. And I'll text you the video link to it. We hate to sell it, but Vicky and I have talked about it, prayed about it. We need the money to expand the radio station, and we need your help. So text me trailer. It's over at Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Just go over there and say, hey, I want to see Trucker Randy's trailer. They'll open it up for you and let you look at it. Let's see. Brett Gunning. Man, I didn't mean to take up so much time when he brought up part-time legislature. Well, you're not the only one that gets fired up by listening to this crazy Trucker Randy guy on the radio, Brett. I even get riled. Well, wait a minute. I'm that guy. Well, you don't want to rile me up, but yet you send me a text like that, part-time legislature. You don't think I'm going to go off on that? Man, this state is broken, folks, and it needs to be fixed. Get rid of the state income tax. Open up our electric grid to choice. Nuclear power, natural gas. Open up and put these dams back online, hydroelectricity. Fix the roads with materials that last for like 40 years, rubberized asphalt, fiber-enforced concrete. Fix the roads once and be done with it. Get rid of MDOT. Have them sell off all their equipment to local county road commissions and let county road commissions fix the dang roads county by county. MDOT needs to be gone. Shut down Lansing. You're done by April 5th. That's it. You're going to local meetings for the rest of the year. You don't get a paycheck. You want to work for 3 months, 90 days? You want to get paid 18 grand and then go back to your company, go back to your business, go back to your church? Then don't go to any meetings. You want to get paid 6 grand a month for the rest of the year for 9 months out of the year? Then you're going to show up and get your dance card signed by a county chairman of a county commission, a school board chairman, the township supervisor. Somebody's going to sign your dance card and you get a paycheck. 6 grand's in the mail. If not, go back to your regular life. This is just common sense, folks. But are we going to hear this from any of our candidates running for governor in 2026? I doubt it. Why? Because it makes sense. Because it drains the swamp in Lansing. It creates full transparency. They're fighting Proposal 1 that the voters of this state passed, giving them their extension of term limits. Now they don't even want to give us the disclosure, the financial disclosure statements that are in the Constitution now. They must provide financial disclosure statements for themselves and their spouses, and they're fighting it. Why? Because some of their wives are lobbyists. This whole state is so absolutely corrupt in Lansing, it's unbelievable. And you only know about this because I've got the guts to say it on this microphone. You don't hear these other guys talking about it. They don't even know about this stuff, these bills going through these committees, these votes. It's unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable that they're doing this to us. Well, today is Thursday. You're going to hear this show tomorrow morning from 6 to 9. And then I got a great show lined up for you tomorrow on Friday. We're going to get into a lot of really good conversation, information, history lesson tomorrow. We're excited. We got lots of stuff. We're going to finish up more of what they're doing in Lansing today, Thursday. We'll be talking about that tomorrow on Friday's show. But that's it for today. Now we go back to the music, 60s, 70s, Motown, the Ritz of Rock and Roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. Have a great day, everybody. God willing, we'll be back tomorrow. See you on the radio then.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. A Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Take out the paper. Little Traverse Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Traverse Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal.